Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Finished off what was thought to be a negative week to start in a really, really positive, strong note for grain futures. Corn was 6 to 6.5 cents higher. Soybeans anywhere from 27 to 28 cents higher. Pretty flat across the curve, meaning that all of the months were up about the same amount. Debunking the technical analysis idea that it was a head and shoulders earlier this week when it broke out to the downside. It hit that support level and bounced up. Now, it hadn't gone through the resistance of the right shoulder yet, but it is working back toward that. January needs to get through about $10.55 to throw that formation out. It's at 10.38 right now. Wheat futures up 3 to 4 cents here. July of 2015 up 3 and 3 quarters at 6.43 and a quarter. Some strong gains here today. And then it rallied yesterday off the low. Is about 15 cents off of yesterday's contract low. The off idea is that the Russians they keep going back and forth on their export quota and whether or not they're going to restrict exports for the rest of this year. And you never really know as they use their export in not only Russia, but now the Ukraine, to use that export market as a weapon against the West. So that'll be interesting going forward.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Next Wednesday morning at 11 a.m., we'll have the next USDA monthly supply and demand report. And the first thing that it'll show is the ending stocks for the 14-15 crop year. It looks like wheat, they're estimating it to be 654 million bushels. That's higher than last month by 10 million bushels. For corn, 2.027 billion bushels. That's about 20 million bushels higher than November. And then soybeans at 427 million bushels ending stocks, down from 450 estimated in November. Now on the world level, in million metric tons, 191.75 million metric tons for wheat. That's down from last month. Corn about the same at 191.4. And then soybeans a little bit lower, about 500 metric tons at 89.7 million metric tons. Just a few changes expected in South American production. It looks like in Argentina we're expecting a little bit bigger soybean crop and a little bit smaller wheat crop. And then for Brazil, about a million metric tons lower for their corn production and about just a little bit lower on the soybeans and about the same in wheat. And so not a whole lot of changes expected out of South America.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 210 at 164.87, April down 215 at 164.30. January feeder cattle down 107 at 234.87, March down 82 at 231.22. February lean hogs down $1 at 85.62, and April down 150 at 86.95. March Kansas City wheat up 3.75, at 639 and a quarter, May up 4.5 at 643 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat up 4 1/4 at 5.94. March corn up 5 1/4 at 3.95. May also up 5 1/4 at 4.03 1/2. January soybeans up 25 1/2 at 10.36. March up 24 3/4 at 10.42. March cotton 78 lower at 59.64. May down 80 at 60.53. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.